Good. Now we're moving along, and next is this will be nice. It's Kevin Ayres.
Another night, and I can't sleep. I need to cry, but I can't weep. Feeling that I've lost control. Where's my spirit? Where's my very soul?
Wide Awake from Kevin Ayres, who was once described by John Peel, his talent is so acute you could perform major eye surgery with it. He was a founding member of the Soft Machine, one of the greatest British psych bands of all time, and he was closely associated with Canterbury and everything that went on down there in the 1960s. Now, the single's out on the 8th of October on Lomax Recordings. It's taken from his new album, The Unfair Ground, and which features loads and loads of collaborators, some of which you might be surprised about. People from the Teenage Fan Club, Candy Payne, Architecture in Helsinki, and the Psychedelic Furs, the Pretenders, etc., etc. Now, I'm going to start this one with Ed. What do you reckon?
I really liked it. My one thing that I would say is that I think his voice sits a bit weirdly in the mix, just from a technical point of view.
Well, he produced it himself along with...
I'd like to hear his voice more. It seems a bit too quiet.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear it a bit more sort of resonant in the song, because it's such a lovely song.
Was he an influence on you at all?
No, not really. Robert Wyatt's more of a sort of influence on me. But I think, I really liked it, and it makes me want to dig out old Soft Machine records.
Actually, it makes me want to buy the album, because I like
it. And listen to the album as well, yeah.
So many weird kind of young people. Like, for example, Daisy Marty from the Noonday Underground is on this record, and loads of young people, which, you know, Kevin Ayres, I mean, he's got to be getting on now. Sophie, what do you think?
Yeah, I thought it was great. Really lovely and such a nice record for a day like today. You know, the end of the summer, nice light, the odd leaf falling, that kind of thing. I think, you know, to be critical, the song's a really sweet, lovely song, but the song is not like a knockout song. And it actually, for me, is his voice that makes it. And like Ed says, I could do with it being a bit higher in the mix. But, you know, the song is kind of pretty much a standard, sweet, lovely song. But then you get his voice and it's like, somebody's actually lived a bit. You know, and yeah. I think that's so absent in the pop charts, particularly. You know, there's a sense of you've got to be young to be worthwhile. And, you know, you can just hear it when people who've done stuff, singing and stuff. And also, as you say, you know, the people that have contributed to this album, the roll call is just astounding. I would point out Bill Wells, particularly the Scottish jazz guy who's worked with various members of Belle and Sebastian, etc., etc. He's got a lovely ear for arrangement, and I think there's a really kind of quite distinctly Scottish sound to, like, those kind of snippy, tight little drum beats and slightly 60s and yet at the same time fresh. That to me is very Scottish.
I like what you said there, slightly 60s and yet very fresh. I completely agree with you on the first hearing. Andy?
I thoroughly enjoyed it, to be honest with you.
Have you ever been a fan, though, of the Soft Machine or Kevin's work, or have you come across him before much?
Kinda. Obviously, come to Glasgow and stuff like that, but I've never been a massive fan, or he's never influenced me, but there's one thing I did notice in the record. When I looked at all the artists that performed in it, I think that they've made it really well. Like, there's a lot of space between each instrument, which is really, like, really important when you've got so many amazing artists on one record. It reminded me of John Martin.
Touches
me because it's kind of stuff I was brought up in, that my dad was really into, and like when I was a kid, you know. So I really enjoyed that, actually. Yeah,
good, good. So should we take some votes on that, everyone? Before we do, I'm gonna throw it open to everyone on the forum here at Six Music. Tim in Rochdale said, "My first impression, the voice hasn't really stood the test of time too well, but the song's not too bad." Bell says, "Kevin Ayres sings like Tom Robinson talks." Well, I don't really know what he means there.
Is that a good thing?
I don't know. Tom talks very well, I think.
Tom's got a kind of dad-like soothing authority, hasn't he?
He certainly
Maybe that's
has.
What we're going for.
Did you know, I played Up Against the Wall by Tom Robinson Band 2 days ago, just as Tom was coming into the studio, and he stood outside the door doing that at me, so bless him. Which he said, it sounds like old Richard Hawley, but a bit more chipper. That's not bad. And Mies says, tired Brian Ferry. Mish, we're not going to let you make any comments anymore, I think, but the forum only gave it 5 out of 10.
I want to form a band and call it Tired Brian Ferry.
I think Brian's probably pretty tired himself these days, but I think that's pretty unfair. 5 out of 10 when Dave Garn got, I think he got more than that. But okay, we're gonna vote. And Ed, I'm gonna start with you. What did you give Kevin Ayres? It's from his first solo album for 15 years.
I'm gonna give it an 8.
Great. I think that's more like it. Sophie, what about you?
Yeah, I'm gonna give it a lovely blossomy 8.
Great. And Andy?
I'd give it an 8 as well. Like,
see, plus the very stingy 5 from the forum. I think that's pretty good. Well done, Mr. Ayres. I think we all like that. It's called Wide Awake, and it's out on the 8th of October.